May we all say as we invite Master Bafwa Kwame Ajayamwa to preach the word of God for us.
Peace be unto you all. Yesu. Jesus. Yesu. Hello. Before I start, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Bafo Kwame Ajayamwa, and the theme for today is Back to the Garden of Eden. Please shall we pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for a beautiful day today. We are blessed today because of your love and mercies. As we are about to listen to your word, open our hearts and minds so that at the end, we will be a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Place according to scriptures in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. There were no trash anywhere at the time. There was a nice smooth river flow and no choking of gutters at all. And there was Adam and Eve to have dominion all over the world, especially the Garden of Eden. However, nowadays, there's trash all over the place. Millions of trash in each country. Trash everywhere we go as we speak. And we hear flooding, such as cities as New York City, USA, Delhi, India, and London, UK. We clean up not just for us, but for others as well. Because if we do not clean up, who's going to clean up for us? Because if we do not clean up, the environment will not be a much beautiful place at the time. So if we do not clean up, the earth will not be a beautiful place in the future. Would you want that? However, in the present days, there's flooding all around the place, as such as the three cities I listed as examples. But however, in some part of the world, we somewhat do better by keeping the environment clean. But such as developing countries such as Ghana, it's the worst. There's bending trees and branches, we bend it anyhow. We do that for the cause, for the sake of the earth. We do it for no reason. There's people who actually do care for the earth to be clean, but there's not people who do care or nor do not care for the earth to be clean or not. They just want to live a life that can respect them. But how can a life respect them if the earth doesn't even provide all the needs you need? Speaking of that, God will supply all our needs even when you're going down. But virtually, all our needs come from the earth. So if the last tree dies, the last human dies, and where will we get all our needs? From the first Bible reading, we learned that God put Adam and Eve in charge to have dominion all over the world and the Garden of Eden. They did so to preserve the land. And as Christians and human beings, We should preserve the land and let the environment be a much beautiful place in the future instead of a much dirtier place. As of right now, there's a lot of floodings, not currently, but like last year and 2 years ago. There has been floodings, mass floodings, which has destroyed homes and electricity that has shocked people. As of right now, there is a whole ocean full of plastic waste and choking of gutters and plastic papers too. It is so-called the marine debris. In our part of the world, we should clean up the world, even if some people don't. Because if we do, the environment will be a much beautiful place in the future. Therefore, as people of God, we are taught to clean up the earth, and the Bible tells us that too, as well. So we should make the environment work than to destroy it all. We also learned from the third Bible reading that we should clean up for ourselves, because if we do not, the earth will be degraded, which causes deforestation and degradation. There's people in the earth that do care for an environment, but the people who do not care will just keep ruining the environment so that all our needs will not be provided, as I said. So if we do clean up the earth, theoretically, we would have a much beautiful place in the future. From the third Bible reading, we also learned that the Bible teaches us not to worry, because God will supply all our needs. But usually, all our needs come from the earth. So if we do not clean up somehow, where will we get all our needs? We also learned from the second Bible reading that God, who is our Lord and Savior, is also the creator of the universe. And he wants us, all Christians, to clean up the earth somehow and make the environment work than to destroy. Hallelujah! God is really asking us to keep the environment clean so that all our needs are provided, so he can give us all our needs too. And as human beings and Christians, all our needs must be provided so we can live a much beautiful, peaceful life in the future. Meaning that the environment that we should plant seedlings and plant tree saplings so that the flowers can blossom and the trees can sprout all over the grassy plains. So that if we do clean up, the earth will be a much beautiful place in the future. Amen. Also, parents, please take care of your children, because if you make them feel bad, they're going to let their children, aka your grandsons or daughters, feel bad, and they will not be much better in the future. The generations will keep going worse and worse, as of right now. We should also take care of the animals, as some of the farmers in here. We should take care of the animals because they will also destroy the environment. Not only humans do, the animals do. Amen. Pray. Father Lord, we thank you for the celebration of flower service.